For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill at Farm Fest. A beautiful weather day on Wednesday. A big announcement also regarding the pork industry, naming their pork ambassadors. And Maddie Patterson also announced as one of the runners-up as a pork ambassador this year. And congratulations. I'm sure you're looking for the top spot, but you got to be happy still representing the pork industry.
You know what? I'm honored to represent and to be able to serve with these guys. Both of the other candidates are absolutely great. So, like I said, I'm honored.
Now, you mentioned you were a day late, so you kind of got everything condensed in on Tuesday, right?
I was a day late. I was at our County Fair Breeding Guild show, so it's my last year in 4-H. I wasn't about to miss that, so Jill was accommodating enough to allow me to come down late. So Tuesday, I ended up doing a media interview, an actual interview with the judges, and then the presentation all in, 8 hours or so, probably less than that.
So the presentation, how did you present or what was your topic?
My topic was utilizing show kids to be advocates for the commercial swine industry and how we can create a training that will help push them forward into doing that, because they're some of our best resources. They're the ones at the fairs, like myself, I was just talking about, who have the most face-to-face time with consumers, and I think that's a really valuable resource we need to utilize.
So why did you ever get involved in the program? Was it a goal of yours a couple years ago, or did you think a year ago saying, hey, I should try it out, or what?
In 4-H?
In the ambassador program.
Oh, in the ambassador program, yes. I did try it out last year. I was not chosen last year, but there was, I think, 14 of us running, and the pool was very, very deep. Advocating for the swine industry is something that I really love to do and I'm really passionate about. So I went to college, got that first year of ag communications under my belt, and then was like, hey, you know what? It's worth a shot. I might as well try it again. So here I am today.
And I learned, too, you're invested into the pork industry personally, aren't you?
Yes. Like I said, I've grown up on about a 4,000-head hog finishing farm. So I've been doing that since I was, about knee-high with my dad. He's been taking me setting down in the pens with the little pigs and doing that. But I also have about 30 sow show pig business. So Country Girl Show Pigs, my sisters and I own and operate that. And that's been my job since I was about 13.
Finally, your goal ahead for the year. What do you look to accomplish representing Minnesota pork producers?
Representing Minnesota pork producers, I just want to be, again, an accurate representative. I hope to spread the message of what these farmers do every day and how they live and make it so that the general public understands how we operate. And I hope I can do that successfully.
Maddie Patterson joining us here on Chasm Radio from Farm Fest, first runner-up in the Minnesota Pork Ambassador Program. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joel Gill.